In our current funeral book, the funeral for a layman begins on page 59 with the service in the home. This is precisely the Panagita service that we studied earlier. And at the end of that, a gospel may be read, and then the body of the deceased is taken to church. The funeral in the church begins in the old book on page 67. The priest chants a gospel reading in the vestibule before coming into the church. And then as the body is led in procession into the church, the faithful sing, Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. And then the priest's opening blessing, and optionally the singing of Christ is risen from the dead, then marks that Psalm 90 with its introduction are not prescribed for parochial usage, that means in a parish, and so we continue with the litany on page 69. There are three responses here, and you can use all three of them in alternation, or just use two of them. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Then we use these either two or three responses for the various petitions, and then to you, O Lord, and the final response, Amen. Now we come to the Alleluia on page 70. Now, who sings these parts are not marked, but in general, the priest will sing at the beginning. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And then the people or the cantor may continue. Blessed are they whom you have chosen and received, O Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. They are remembered from generation to generation. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Then we continue with the Troparia. O Creator, in the depth of your wisdom, you lovingly govern all men and distribute to each what is for good. Now give rest to the soul of your servant, for he has placed his hope in you, our Creator, Maker, and our God. Then we switched to the tonic Kentuckian melody. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. With the saints, O Christ, give rest to your servant. Where there is no pain, sorrow, nor mourning, but life everlasting. And then we switch back to the Troparian melody. Now and ever and forever, Amen. We have in you a defense and a refuge, and an advocate acceptable to God, to whom you gave birth, O Virgin Mother of God, the salvation of the faithful. Now we come to the first station, that is adapted verses from Psalm 118. The priest sings, Blessed are they whose life is blameless, who walk in the law of of the Lord. And we sing the refrain, Blessed are you, O Lord, guide me by your precepts. Then we sing the same response after each of the next three petitions of the priest. And then finally, the priest sings, Had not your law been my delight, O Lord, I should have perished in my affliction. And then we respond using the same melody. Never will I forget your precepts, O Lord, for through them you give me life. Then we sing the same set, the second station in a similar fashion. The priest sings, I am yours, save me, O Lord. We sing the refrain, O Savior, save the soul of your servant. We sing this refrain after each petition of the priest. And then the priest sings, Let my soul live to praise you, O Lord, and may your precepts help me. We sing the refrain to the same melody. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, because I do not forget your commandments, O Lord. And then we sing the hymns for the deceased, and in general, a cantor and the faithful sing all of these. Or rather, they sing three of choice, and here, hymns 4, 5, and 6 are marked in smaller type as not to be sung in a parish. Blessed are you, O Lord, guide me by your precepts. The choir of saints has found the fountain of life and the gate to paradise. May I also find the way through repentance. I am a lost sheep. Call me back, O Savior, and save me. O Lord, I am the image of your glory, which is beyond description. Even though I bear the marks of transgressions, have mercy on your creatures. O Master, in your compassion, cleanse me. Grant me the home I yearn for, and again, make me an inhabitant of paradise. And then, of course, you sing the refrain. Blessed are you, O Lord, guide me by your precepts. Grant rest, O God, to your servant, and place him in paradise, where the choirs of saints and righteous shine like stars. O Lord, give rest to your departed servants, and remit all his transgressions. Then the refrain. Blessed are you, O Lord, guide me by your precepts. And then, according to the book, we skip to hymn 7. We praise with devotion the threefold radiance of the one divinity by singing aloud, Holy are you, eternal Father, co-eternal Son, and divine Spirit. Enlighten us who faithfully serve you, and deliver us from eternal fire. Then instead of the refrain, we sing, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and forever. Amen. Rejoice, O pure and blessed Mother of God, for you gave birth to God according to the flesh, for the redemption of all. Through you, mankind has found salvation. Through you, may we also find paradise, O blessed one. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to you, O God. In practice, some of the dotted quarter notes and eighth notes are ignored. It cantors sing this to a somewhat more simple melody. And then the Sadalan, according to this, is not prescribed for parochial usage. Now, if we turn to the draft new book that's been prepared by the Interparochial Liturgical Commission for the funeral, we start on page 1 with the entrance into the church. The music for the service in the home is actually given at the end of the parastas service, but will likely be moved here where it belongs at the beginning of the funeral. Now here, unlike the old book, we actually give the melodies for singing the gospel responses before the church. This is one change in the service that people may have to get used to. This is actually a special melody for the gospel read at Matins, and its services based on it, such as the Paraklis and Malebans. That we be deemed worthy of hearing the holy gospel in peace, let us pray to the Lord God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Wisdom, let us stand and listen to the holy gospel. Peace be to all and to your spirit. A reading from the holy gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you. Let us be attentive. And then after the gospel, the glory to you was sung the same way. Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you. And then during the entrance of the body into church, we sing the Holy God in substantially the same way as before. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Then in church, we begin with the blessing and the Amen in the minor key. Reverend Father, give the blessing. Amen. And assuming that it is not Pascha, we begin with Psalm 90. Now, the introduction to Psalm 90 is sung to a psalm tone. Come, let us worship our King and God. Come, let us worship Christ our King and God. Come, let us worship and bow before the only Lord Jesus Christ, the King and our God. Psalm 90 can be sung to one of two melodies, either to the ordinary psalm tone. The one who dwells in the shelter of the Most High abides in the shadow of the God of heaven. he says to the Lord, "You are my protector, my refuge, and my God in whom I trust. It is he who will free you from the snare of the fowler who seeks to destroy you. He will conceal you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge." And so on with each verse. We continue to the Alleluia at the end, which is sung three times. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. And then the third time. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Or we can sing all of Psalm 90 with the conclusion to the Tony Kentuckian melody. The one who dwells in the shelter of the Most High abides in the shadow of the God of heaven. He says to the Lord, "You are my protector, my refuge, and my God in whom I trust." And the same all the way through the end to the Alleluia, which is sung to the same tonate Kentuckian melody. Hallelujah, 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 glory to you, O God. And this melody is used all three times. Then a litany of saints with the responses for the departed. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Repeated in alternation, and then to you, O Lord. And after the prayer, O God of spirits and all flesh, Amen. Then the Alleluia and Triparia. Here we have explicit directions. The deacon gives the singing of the Alleluia, and the music is in the priests and deacons' books. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And we sing the response with the second part of the melody. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And then the deacon sings the first verse, and we respond the same way. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Then he sings another verse, and we sing the refrain the same way. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And then right away we sing the Triparian and Theotokian. In the depths of your wisdom, O only Creator, you govern all with love and supply the needs of each. Now give rest to the soul of your servant, for he has placed his hope in you, our Creator, Maker, and our God. And there really should be melody here for the Glory Now and Ever sung by the cantor. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. We proceed with the Theotokian. We have in you a defense and a refuge, and an advocate acceptable to God, to whom you gave birth, O Virgin Theotokos, the salvation of the faithful. Now, here we begin the first station. The celebrant has music for the first verse. They are happy as life lives blameless who follow God's law. And we sing only the response. Blessed are you, O Lord God. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your commandments. Notice here both the text and the melody have changed somewhat since the old book. Or we can sing an alternate response, which is given in the Slavonic books. Remember, O Lord, the soul of your departed servant. Then the priest sings his verses, and we respond with the same responses each time, the same refrains. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your commandments. Or, remember, O Lord, the soul of your departed servant. This is slightly tricky because the rhythm is a little different between the two verses, versions, even though they follow the same notes. We sing this way up until the priest's singing of the final verse. Had not your law been my delight, I would have died in my affliction. And we respond to the same melody. I will never forget your precepts, for with them you give me life. Then the second station is sung the same way. The priest sings the verse, Save me, for I am yours. And we respond, Oh, Savior, save the soul of your servant. Then the priest sings the verse, Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. And we sing one of two refrains. Oh, Savior, save the soul of your servant. Or an alternate refrain, which is given in the Slavonic. Give rest, O Savior, to the soul of your servant. Then the priest sings his verses, and we sing one of those two responses. Please use the same response, A or B, regardless of which you've chosen, sing it each time. And then the priest at the end sings, Give life to my soul that I may praise you. Let your decrees give me help. And then we respond to the same melody. I am like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I remember your commands. Now we sing the Evlogetaria, or the hymns for the deceased. The priest, the celebrant, sings the verse. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your commandments. And we sing the hymn. The choir of saints has found the fountain of life. And the gate of paradise. May I also find the way through repentance. I am the lost sheep. Call me back, O Savior, and save me. And after the priest sings the refrain, we continue. Fashioning me from nothing long ago. You honored me with a divine image for transgressing your commandments. You returned me again to the earth from which I had been taken. Lead me back to your likeness and reform the original beauty. And after the priest's refrain, I am the image of your ineffable glory. Even though I bear the scars of my transgressions, take pity on your creature, O Master, and purify me in your compassion. Grant me the homeland for which I yearn, and again make me a citizen of paradise. The priest sings the refrain, and we continue. Come, all of you who have walked the narrow and difficult path in life, who have taken up the cross like a yoke, and followed me in faith, enjoy the rewards prepared for you and the heavenly crowns. The refrain once more, and we sing the hymn. You saints who preach the Lamb of God and like lambs were slain, you martyrs have been transferred to invisible and unaging life. Pray to him insistently to grant us remission of our transgressions. The celebrants sing the refrain, and we sing. Grant rest, O God, to your servant, and place him in paradise, where the choirs of saints and righteous shine like stars. O Lord, grant to your servants who have fallen asleep, and overlook all his faults. Everyone stands, and the celebrant sings the glory, and we respond. Let us piously sing hymns to the threefold gradient of the one divinity, crying out, Holy are you, the Father without beginning, the Son who was in the beginning with you, and the Divine Spirit. Enlighten those who serve you with faith, and snatch us out of the eternal fire. Of the eternal fire. Then the celebrant sings glory, and we respond. Rejoice, O pure one who bore God in the flesh, for the salvation of all. Through you, the human race has found salvation. Through you, may we also find paradise. Blessed Theotokos. And then we conclude. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. And then we sing that three times. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Now you notice we're singing the same hymns to a new translation, but the melody is somewhat smoothed out and consistent without the dotted eighth notes and, or dotted quarter notes and sixteenth notes. Then we sing a small litany with responses for the departed. And finally we sing the sessional hymn, the sitting hymn or Siddallan, which is not marked for singing only in monastic funerals, but for parish use as well. O Savior, give rest to your servants among the just, and make him dwell in your courts as it is written. in your goodness, overlook his voluntary and involuntary sins, and all those done knowingly or unknowingly, O lover of us all. Now, the glory and music for the cantor's verse should be here. I expect it to be in the final verses, the final version as well. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. Now we sing the Theotokion to the same melody. And now we sing the Doxasticon, the hymn at glory, to the same melody, but watch for the conclusion, which is different at the very end. O Christ God, you dawned upon the world from the Virgin, and through her show us to be children of light. Have mercy on us. Again. Have mercy on us, not have mercy on us. The actual next to last note is a little bit lower. Have mercy on us. And that brings us to the end of part one of the funeral service in the new book.